I would venture to say that a very large percentage of people were busy today building their sukkah, including myself. Could have been a little bit cooler out, but at least it didn't rain. So today I'd like to learn a little bit about the halachos of the schach as well as that of the defanos, see if there's any difference between the laws and the reason why there are such halachos. Mechamer tells us in the chapter entitled Mas Sarach Lios HaSchach, exactly what the schach is supposed to be made out of. It says, Davar Shemesachin Bo Sarach Shiyeh Someach Min Aretz V'Tolush V'Ein Mekabel Tumah, which is a Mishnah, presumably in Masech the Sukkah, which tells us how which things are necessary for it to be considered a schach kosher. So it has to be something which grows from the ground, and even though it grew from the ground, it has to be tolush, it can no longer be attached, it must be detached. So as the Gemara in Sukkah discusses placing vines of ivy and gourds and other vines, draping them over your sukkah while they're still attached to the ground, that's not something which is allowed. It has to be detached. And it cannot be susceptible to potentially accepting some form of tumah, which would, among other things, something which is like a keli, something which has something which can, like a base kibble, something which you can drink from, like a cup, even though it may be wood, still it's considered to be makabel tumah. Something which does not grow from the ground. Or in the event that it's something which does grow from the ground, but it does not have the other characteristic, kigon oros shel behema, like the skins of an animal, she'en mekabel tumah, or mimini marches, or metal, en mesachin behen. So basically, Mechaber is telling us that you have to have both. It's not enough to have one or the other. It has to be something which grows in the ground, something which is not mekabel tumah. The Mechaber tells us, the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this. He quotes the pasuk, which we'll be reading shortly, dechsiv chag hasukos tase. With regard to making the sukkah, the pasuk says, biaspecha migarnecha mikvecha, that it's supposed to be from the leftovers and the remains of your silos and that of your wine presses. V'darshinan, and the Gemara over there discusses in great detail what does that mean. In fact, the Gemara even tries to entertain maybe having the wine itself, and you would have to actually let it harden and put that on the sukkah, which obviously is something which we don't conclude. But nonetheless, the Darshinan, the Gemara learns, Shiasa hasukos mashim asev nipsolos garn biyakev, not the actual grapes themselves, but the leftovers thereof. The hainu kashin v'ashkalos rekonis, these vines and clusters which are empty, they're not attached to any fruit, things of that nature. Hilkach ein mesach el bedavar shos smech min aretz. Therefore, anything which is similar to this, it has to be for it to be kosher schach. It has to be something which sources on the ground. Bu'achshav talush, but it's no longer there because similar to these leftovers in your silos and wine presses, they're no longer attached to the ground. Ve'ena mekabel tumah, dilma debesolos goren v'yekav sheish behen kol hadavarim halol. So that's the reason why, when it comes to the roof or the schach, it's necessary that it must be similar and model the pasuk of Biaspecha Migarnecha Mikvecha, that has to come from, not the actual silos or grapes themselves, but from it. However, when it comes to the walls, the Mechaber tells us we're not as strict, and we'll talk over Yom Tov the significance of why this is the case. We'll just see the basic halachos as well as the Mishnah Berurah defining why now. The Mechaber says, Kol hadavarim ksherim v'defanos, all things are kosher to be used as walls. The afilu chamasa maruba misalasa, chamas defanos ksheira. It doesn't make a difference. Even if your walls produce more sun than shade, then it's still considered kosher. So what would be an example? Now let's say, first, he uses the example that there's breaches in your wall. Maybe you can even use it out of glass, something which is windows. Like a lot of these new sukkahs, which I just assembled myself, which are all hinges, the more expensive ones have windows built in, so you have the sun beating right in. It's not an issue. The whole issue of having more shade than sun only applies to the schach, but not to the walls. Even though actually in the Gemara it does have a das yochid that says that it also applies to the walls. We don't paskin like this. And it's interesting, the Gemara, one of the more interesting Gemaras in the Masechta Sukkah, discusses even the possibility of using an animal. Of course, for those who are going to call pita on me, don't do so. But it's just academically discussing that as a possibility as well. Not that anyone actually would. But the idea is that anything can be used for the walls of a sukkah. The Ramah continues and says, "Mikol makom lo yasa hadafanos medaver sherecho ra." There are some limitations. You can't have walls which produce a foul odor. O davar shemiv yavesh toch shiva, something which somehow the walls that you have may, because of the beating of the sun on it, will cause it to dry up during the week. Lo yehebo shir mechitza, and you'll no longer have an actual wall. Even though you have the wall now, it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah, that the din is, we consider it ki'ilu kfar nisyavesh. If it has the potential during those 7 days to dry up, you can't say, well, the first 2 days for Yom Tov, I'll use it, and then afterwards, maybe I'll fix it up afterwards. No, if, according to the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, is that if you do not have it proper, that it will not, that it will potentially dry up to the point that there will no longer be a wall, it's not a wall now. Either. Now the Mishnah Berurah discusses the reason why all walls, anything you use, all materials are kosher. And he says, even though the Mashmosa Kosev, when it comes to the actual literal reading of the Pasuk, Das Sukos Tase, Biyasmecha Migarnecha Mikvecha, which we just read, that it has to be specifically things that grow from the ground, as well as something which is detached from the ground, as well as something which is not susceptible to Tumah, Koi Aschach Davka. That's only referring to the roof. However, the Defanos Luikri Sukkah, even though you can say, what do you mean, the walls? I built the walls, and therefore that's part of my Sukkah, that was part of the whole deal. Certainly, if you go to Sukkah Depot, you can't get the walls for free, so it's part of the Sukkah. But when it comes to Halacha, when we hear the word Sukkah, it's not referring to the walls, it's referring to the Schach. And therefore, when the Pasuk specifies how to make a Sukkah out of these specific things, it's only referring to the schach and not the walls. The Mishnah Berurah then continues, when it comes to having a wall which has more sun than shade, it's not an issue. Hainu shahayu paratzus gedolos b'defanos, even if you may have very large breaches therein, sha'ayinei zeh hamasim rubim misalasa, the sun will produce more, there'll be more sun than shade through the walls. Mikol makom kshera, it's not an issue. Dechol zeh lo kaptin an elo b'schach, the only time we are particular that you must have more shade than sun, it's only by the schach, not by the walls. However, the Ramah said that there is an exception. Something in the walls do produce a foul odor. And the question is why? If the Mechaber already told us, kol hadamarim ksherim ulefanos, so why is the Ramah saying that that's not really the case? There are some things which are not kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah says that there is a legitimate concern. The chayshinan shema mechama zeh, because of the foul odor that your walls are producing, yetzim in a sukkah, you may end up leaving. V'di'evid, however, he says, v'di'evid shavadam yapaschach. It's really not the best thing, but l'chadchil, we shouldn't have such walls, or schach, but v'di'evid, it's okay. He says, im lo shehu reach ra she'en adam sovlaso. Just as long as it's not such a terrible odor that a person cannot withstand it. Efshir the apostle in the Torah, that if it's that bad that no person can possibly withstand the smell, then it's not a kosher sukkah at all. Even the walls producing such a smell. Why? Because the pasuk of teshvu. Teshvu came to duru, as the Prima Gunim explains, that you have to live in your sukkah as you in your home. And a person's not going to want to live in their smelly home, so they're not going to want to live in their smelly sukkah either. And therefore, you're not fulfilling the pasuk of Teshuvah Kein Tedur. Od Kasav, he also writes, Osen Shosen Sukkah Eitzel Beis Akisei. He asks a practical question. What happens that a person unfortunately lives in an area where they just do not have a lot of space outside to build a sukkah, but they really want to? And the only place that they can build a sukkah is next to a bathroom, or b'ashva, next to your garbage. It could happen. The nation of Machum Sarlehem. After all, you don't have a lot of space. It's very narrow. V'reach ra magia lehem, and the smell, it gets to you. Mina Torah yetsa de chavaso. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that Ikra Din, you have fulfilled your obligation, even though not a lot of guests will come to your sukkah. Abaloyev arich birchas hamazon shom. He says that you shouldn't bench there. And he concludes, that if there is another place that we can build a sukkah, certainly you should. However, if you have no other choice, then you can build it there. Just he suggests not to bench in that sukkah.